Time is 8:31. Joining me in the studio, Nick Wilcox. He's head of Dramatic Arts. He also runs the Maker Space with Jodine Pereira.
Very good morning, you two.
Good morning.
What on earth is that?
Do you want to go for it?
Okay.
Well, one of you have to.
The Maker Space is basically a creative space that we've created in the school where the kids can come and do anything creative. So we have laser cutters, 3D printers, sewing machines.
Wow.
Anything that they possibly can think that they want to make, they can go into
Maker Space.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you just say so? Because it makes perfect sense. So you go from literally from 3D printers to sewing machines.
Yes.
And laser cutters.
Yeah.
And do you find that the kids do generate towards the space, or do you need to push them a little bit maybe to overcome the initial maybe hesitancy or nervousness?
Well, when we started running workshops with it, and it was kind of just like a separate extra, like after-school activity that they could do. But now what we've done is we've integrated it into subjects. So we've taken tech subjects, the electives that we're doing, and we've made sure that they have to use the Makerspace so that they'll be able to learn those skills.
Right, and once they've learned those skills, then it's just easier to come back. And is it available to all students in the high school?
Well, yes, mostly it is, yeah.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
And are you seeing creative and interesting things coming out of the space?
Yes, definitely, and especially because of the elective system, the way that we structured it, we try and get them to be as creative as possible, so we don't really want to give them too much of a, you know, we don't want to restrict on what they can create there.
Yes.
Nick does one of the electives where he does woodwork as well as 3D printing and laser cutting.
Right.
And I think that amazing things have started coming out.
Right. Is this an alternative to more traditional art, or does art happen alongside this?
No, art is happening alongside it. So if they're wanting to integrate that kind of technology and stuff with the art, then they can.
Which really is the way things are going in any event.
Yeah.
You know, very, very interesting. Nick, tell me about... So you're involved in the woodwork side? You're involved there?
I do a lot, yeah. I teach a woodwork elective, and I also do a bit of laser cutting.
So I just want to be clear on this. You teach a woodwork elective at a Jewish day school?
Yeah.
And you have students that do this.
I do,
and
they're
not
actually
a remedial class.
No. The only one that manages to hurt themselves is me most of the time. because I always say, this is exactly how you're not supposed to do it, and then I end up hurting myself. No, it's been remarkable. One of the big goals behind the Makerspace itself, regardless of the electives, is that it needed to be a space where people realize that they can make mistakes. I think that so often students these days want the instructions, and then they want to see the finished product, and it needs to be perfect. And that's not the way things work. And so one of the things that we, one of the concepts or principles of the Makerspace is that if you're not entirely sure what it's going to turn out like, try it and see. And so when I started teaching it formally as an elective, both the laser cutter and just basic carpentry, you know, they wanted to know that once I've cut this piece of wood, it's going to be perfect and it'll fit into a box. And I kind of said, no, just go for it, measure out, and then see what happens. And so there was an awful lot of failure in the beginning.
Oh, no, but that's, we don't like that word.
No, well, you see, that's not...
in our maker space.
It's practical failure. It's not academic failure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's something that I stressed to them at the beginning, is that you will fail. Things will fall apart.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be... your mark won't be indicative of that.
Well, it is so interesting because, you know, it must be a challenge and certainly a stretch for any mind to go from a maths class where there is a right or wrong answer to an elective or to a maker space where there isn't. So it actually is so important, a lesson to say to the kids, there are areas in our life where these other, that kind of precision and answer might matter, but there are others in which you have to allow yourself to be creative. Otherwise, it's very hard to function as an adult.
It is one of the reasons we've tried to incorporate the Makerspace into as many subjects as we can. So even in traditional subjects like maths or science, there is still room for you to experiment mentally, not, you know, through the scientific method.
Yeah, so like I'm also a history teacher as well.
Right.
So I teach a tech elective and history. So I incorporate technology into history where you wouldn't actually really think that that would work.
No, so give me an example of
so
how it does.
With my grade 8s, I teach them World War One, and one of their final assessments is that they have to take a battle of World War One, do the whole research behind it, and then they have to recreate part of, they have to build the battle, so build trenches, and then they have to use stop motion animation to then tell a story. So that's bringing technology into it as well.
And it brings the history alive, yeah. Because without even realizing it, you can't build it without understanding some of the details around those battles or around trench warfare, whatever it would be. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
Nick, you're also a head of dramatic arts at the school?
Yeah, and head of performing arts, so I'm... Well,
you're
stretched.
Busy,
no? I'm 6 foot five, so I can reach all of these places fairly rapidly.
Right. Does that mean the Purim play is your baby?
I kind of oversee the whole thing. It's really led by the students, but I make sure that it's not going to fall apart, and I make sure that the students aren't going to fall apart.
Right.
One of the things that I have been able to do is incorporate some of my dramatic arts classes into the makerspace as well. Things like building sets, building stages.
Okay.
Later on this year, my matrics are actually going to be. Which grade is?
Nice.
Grade 9s. Mm. So one of the grade 9 tech electives. My matric students are going to be actors in a trailer for the grade 9 tech elective.
Right.
And that will form one of their matric marks. That'll actually be a portfolio mark for them.
Okay.
So we're constantly finding ways
to integrate,
to be cross-curricular, and to get as many aspects of the makerspace, technology, computational thinking into as many subjects as we can.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And I have been chatting to Nick Wilcox. He is the head of dramatic arts. He runs a makerspace with Jodine Pereira, who's also a history teacher here at the school. So thank you, guys. Sounds absolutely phenomenal.
Cool.
And good luck, and I hope this grows from strength to strength. Time is 8:38. Let's take our final traffic.